Well, you're at Granny Dahl. He was a novice, and he couldn't come home. And he came home overnight on his way down to Washington. And I'm sitting in Granny's place at the bottom of the table that morning when he got up. And as he started down the stairs, he saw me sitting there. And he burst out crying and ran back up the stairs. Didn't come down because he remembered Granny and was crying about her. Oh, the memories that Frank and you and Winifred, Patrick and Eleanor have of Granny are very precious. The others, of course, don't remember her too well. They sort of remember her as a name more than anything else.
I remember Dad and her arguing from one end of the table to the other.
Yeah.
That regular thing.
Oh, yes, he loved to tease her. And he would argue with her.
Yeah.
More to tease her.
He'd argue with her about the poison she was drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a wonderful influence and a wonderful inspiration. To the whole family.
He tells the story that when he was reading to her when she was sick about the Jesuits being suppressed, he told her to stop and she didn't believe it.
He's reading to her about Pope Alexander, and she told him he was lying. Didn't listen to any more of that stuff. No Pope could be like that.
Well, she just died of old age and being worn out, didn't she?
She was worn out minding my children, taking care of them. She was 75 years old. That's not too old. And she worked until the very last day, practically.
She wasn't sick long.
She was only in bed a couple of weeks with pneumonia. And then Dr. Hoban was here and left. And I went up with a nurse to see her. And all she could do was just look at me and say, "You're going to have to come by yourself." And before we knew it, the angelus was just ringing. Before we knew it, she was dead.
Was that the last thing she said?
That's all. She was in a coma by that time.
She had the priest.
Oh, she had the priest a number of times.
She had the communion shortly.
Yes. When he...
This is my dad's sister, Madeline, who was a little girl to Mom. When Mom was teaching school, she was in the fifth grade. Can you tell me anything about Mother's school teaching?
Well, she had a very old principal by the name of Dunn, Miss Dunn. And she was really against any type of capitalism. But she learned to love Rita and depended on her and did many, many things before she left to get married, when Rita left to get married. My recollection was that it was almost a wholly Protestant organization, with the exception of one other teacher, Sue Tracy.
What school was it?
The Baldwin School at 16th and Porter.
That's where Mother taught.
That's where she taught.
You didn't go there to school in the beginning.
No, I started in St. Thomas's School and then went on to... I wasn't getting along too well, and your mother thought I might profit by going with her in the school that she taught.
So Mother knew your family for a long time, didn't she?
A long time.
How did they...
My first recollection of the meeting your family was really very interesting. Your grandmother... came to the, rang the doorbell, and I said, come in. I said, Mama's not here now, but I've heard her talk about you, and she'll be very glad to see you.
How old were you?
I would say about 8 at the time. And then my recollections of your mother's home life, something to really talk about. They had lots of parties, and grandmother always had, lots to eat and lots of interesting things there.
Were you ever at the house?
Oh, yes.
Well, describe one of the parties.
Well, I never could describe the party. I was never at a party.
Uh-huh.
But I was at the aftermath of the parties where the salted nuts and the candy and the cookies, and it was just glorious.
Was it a dancing party?
No, it used to be, I guess it would be bridge parties or
older people's party.
Older people party. Older people's party.
What kind of a house was it?
It was old-fashioned. It was three-story. It was on 18th Street.
Row house?
A row house. And
brick?
A brick with...
white stone
no,
front?
No, not white stone front. Brownstone front.
And a saloon in the front?
Well, I don't remember that. This is the house that they lived on in your mother's later life.
Yeah.
It was very interesting, and grandmother was the big moment. And your mother had lots and lots of dates at that time. That was what I remember most about her. She was going with a boy by the name of Chester.
Chester who?
I don't remember
Chester
his last
name.
No, it wasn't Chester Bowles. But he was very interesting. And
How
she had many
she
dates. That was before she came into our house at all, you know. I mean, before she went with...
She was popular then?
Very popular. Very well liked. Very beautiful. Very tiny.